Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. India and China agree to continue their work in seeking political settlement of boundary question for overall and long-term interests. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman arrives in Toronto on a four-day visit to Canada. Canada announces retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods worth about $20 billion. U.S. President Donald Trump says U.S. Navy has cleared the Strait of Hormuz of all mines laid by Iran, and R. Pragyanand cruises into finals of Grand Chess Tour's last leg after 19-9 win over Germany's Vincent Kramer. And now the news in detail. India and China have agreed to continue their work in seeking a political settlement of the boundary question in the context of their overall and long-term interest. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval highlighted the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility in the India-China border areas for the continued development and progress of bilateral ties between the two countries. Mr. Doval was co-chairing the 25th round of the Special Representative's talks on the India-China boundary question with Chinese Foreign Affairs Minister Wang Yi in Beijing yesterday. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said that the two Special Representatives had a candid and in-depth exchange of views on the India-China boundary question. The two sides noted the progress made in implementing the important consensus reached between their leaders in Gaza in October 2024 and Tianjin in August last year. Both sides expressed satisfaction at the steady resumption of people-to-people and cross-border exchanges, including the ongoing Kailash Mansarovar Yatra and border trade through the three designated border trading passes. The two sides also discussed bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. NSA Doval also called on Chinese Vice President Han Jing during his two-day visit to China. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman arrived in Toronto last night on a four-day visit, during which she will participate in the first India-Canada Economic and Financial Dialogue before travelling to the US for the G20 Finance Ministers meeting. She was welcomed by India's Consul General Mahavir Singhvi at the Toronto Pearson International Airport. Ms. Sitharaman will participate in the inaugural economic and financial dialogue with Canadian Finance Minister François-Philippe Champagne. The dialogue will provide an important platform for both sides to exchange views on macroeconomic developments, financial sector cooperation, bilateral investment opportunities, and shared international priorities, and to further strengthen the economic and financial pillar of the renewed India-Canada partnership. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has pitched India as a compelling destination for data centers, saying the country is ready to work with Japanese companies to develop the sector and has already received investment commitments of $200 billion from large global hyperscalers. Mr. Goyal said this during his meeting with Japanese Minister of Economy, Trade and Industry Akazawa Ryoshi in Tokyo yesterday. Mr. Goyal said the partnership with Japan could be summarized around four pillars of increasing trade, strengthening technology cooperation, boosting investments and promoting tourism. Earlier in the day, Mr. Goyal addressed representatives of Japanese semiconductors and artificial intelligence firms in Tokyo. Speaking on the occasion, the minister said the government is working on a framework to exempt high-tech sector companies, including from Japan, from mandatory Bureau of Indian Standards certification for equipment and components needed to set up manufacturing facilities in India. He said the framework could provide exemptions at the company, industry, product or project level, depending on the requirements. He said the objective is to ensure timely availability of equipment, goods and services for high-tech companies setting up manufacturing operations in India and support the government's Make in India initiative. Mr. Goyal said India is a large and growing electronics market and its semiconductor demand is expected to grow up to $150 billion by the year 2032. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. Canada has struck back at the United States with retaliatory tariffs on about $20 billion worth of American goods, including steel, dairy products, appliances, and farm equipment, as the trade war between the two countries escalated sharply. Our report.
The new tariffs extend well beyond industrial goods, hitting everyday purchases such as seafood, cheese, clothing, cosmetics and toilet paper. With some facing duties as high as 50%, the tariffs will be implemented from September 8, even as US tariffs already came into place on Saturday. Canada's finance minister said Ottawa's tariff will match US level. Canada's retaliation came after the Trump administration imposed 50% tariffs over the weekend on Canadian goods following the collapse of trade negotiation. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney accused Washington of trying to subordinate Canada. Vishal Kumar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
US President Donald Trump has said that the US Navy has removed or detonated all mines in the Strait of Hormuz, the vital waterway which Iran has largely closed since the beginning of the war in West Asia. In a post on his Truth Social platform, Mr. Trump said that Iran has been notified that any ship or boat placing new mines will be immediately and systematically destroyed. There is no comment from Iran. Closure of the strait has caused wild fluctuations in the price of oil on world markets. Trump has often said the US has control of the area, but Iran has fired against vessels it says have sought to cross without its permission. US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent warned that any nation financially partnering with Iran would be isolated. China, the biggest buyer of Iranian oil, said it is firmly opposed to what it called the US's illegal unilateral sanctions and will take all necessary measures to safeguard its rights. RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat arrived in the US last night as part of the Sangh's Centenary Year Global Outreach Program. During his stay in the city, Mr. Bhagwat would participate in the Universal Oneness Program and address a gathering of around 5,000 people at the iconic Madison Square Garden on Saturday. The event carries a timeless and universal message: the world is one family. It calls upon us to look beyond artificial divisions and differences, recognize the bonds that unite humanity, and embrace a spirit of mutual respect, harmony, and oneness. The Universal Oneness Celebration by AHEAD Forum, which is hosting Mr. Bhagwat, said in a post on social media. Mr. Bhagwat is visiting the US, Canada, and Britain as part of the Sangh's Centenary Year Global Outreach Program. Dolly Parton, the country music icon whose soaring vibrato, vocals, poignant songwriting and sparkling costumes defined her rise from a log cabin in the Tennessee mountains to the height of stardom and acclaim, has passed away. She was 80 years old. Known for her curvy physique, massive blonde wigs and skin-tight outfits that served her self-deprecating wit, she was among the most beloved personalities in music and beyond. The rare celebrity whose appeal transcended generations, geography, and politics. She wrote hundreds of songs, including classics like Jolene, Coat of Many Colors, and I Will Always Love You, that totaled more than 100 million worldwide sales and more than 1 billion online streams. Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyanand cruised into the finals of the Grand Chess Tour's last leg after a 19-9 win over Germany's Vincent Kramer in St. Louis, U.S. Having won the second classical game, the Indian enjoyed a huge lead of 6 points coming into the final day, on which games of shorter duration were played. He defeated Kramer in back-to-back rapid encounters to nearly seal his spot in the finals, taking an unassailable 17-3 lead before another victory in the first game of Blitz took his points tally to 19. Pragyanand will take on pre-event favorite and defending champion Fabiano Caruana of the US in the event finale. The top three finishers will automatically qualify for next year's Grand Chess Tour. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and China agree to continue their work in seeking political settlement of boundary question for overall and long-term interests. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman arrives in Toronto on a four-day visit to Canada. Canada announces retaliatory tariffs on US goods worth about $20 billion. US President Donald Trump says US Navy has cleared Strait of Hormuz of all mines laid by Iran. And R. Pragyananda cruises into finals of Grand Chess Tour's last leg after 19-9 win over Germany's Vincent Kramer. That's all in World News. Stay tuned to Akashvani.